With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Oh, it's happening tonight, I know.
I'm grossed out by how you know. I think we need to put some boundaries up in our relationship.
Yeah, I just said to Poodle,
I don't think you can say this.
I said, you're getting ramrodded tonight, aren't you? And he was like, how do you know?
Or no, how do you know that I need to?
Oh, I know when Poodle needs to have sex, Shaw. I can just sense it.
It's fucked up.
It is.
You need not to say it. Even well, if you think it.
You know, it's just, to quote Love is Blind, I just felt your vibe.
We were vibing. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know, but everybody uses it. It's just not.
We were really vibing.
Ugh. I don't know. But I want that show to come back. Y'all, we did a deep. Now, usually our Google searches last of all of 3 minutes. I Google searched for 10 minutes looking to see when Love Was Blind.
I found nothing.
Ugh.
It's very disturbing.
It's very disturbing.
Am I quiet to you?
It's a quiet thing. I don't know. Do you need to tell the levels? Are you quiet now? Oh, we can't.
No, but I just, all my levels look like really
small. Turn up
small.
Your gain a little bit. Turn it up.
How about
Turn
that?
Turn it up.
Ooh, I like that.
Turn it up.
See, no, I'm talking loud. Look, what about this? Okay, now that got some stuff.
All right, great. I'm glad we're doing our tech check during the show. That's great. High
you
quality, everybody.
Me. You started too soon.
High quality, everybody. That's reality gays. Yo, welcome to reality gays.
Speaking of, welcome to reality gays.
I'm Maddie, and my co-host, the show host, the ho host.
I like that. Let's keep that.
The Jake Anthony, a.k.a.
Hello,
Poodle.
Hello, everybody. I am Poodle.
Maddie is not Poodle. I call Jake Poodle.
Yes, you're not Poodle.
No, I'm not.
You're the opposite of me.
I am the opposite of you. This is season 6, episode 8 of currently airing seasons of Happily Ever After, All Shook Up. This is our part 2.
Part 2. Yes. And we, do we have any announcements?
We do, actually. Y'all, we're starting this month. We've decided that there's been a lot of shows on our $8 Patreon tier lately, which is great.
Let's definitely announce this.
But we've decided that we're moving the Buy Curious episode from the $8 tier to the $5 tier, just because we feel like it kind of balances things out more. So if you're new or you're not on our Reality Gaze Extra on Supercast or Patreon, the Buy Curious is a show that we do once a month, and we do... So we go off. We're going to start taking more and more of your suggestions. But at the end of the day, it's Poodle's decision.
It is, and
not
like RuPaul says, and the decision is mine alone.
The decision is Poodle's alone.
We will give you, if you're on the $5 Patreon, we will give you a poll with 2 to 3 options of certain Bicurious shows. Most likely, I'm going to go with you.
Yeah, we want to be able to involve y'all in it and make it more something that is kind of, we give you ideas and it's led by y'all. So that's going to be happening. We're going to do it this month, starting this month in June.
Basically, y'all, the $8 tier became the cringe tier.
And there's a lot of cringe shows.
There's a lot of cringe shows right now. And kind of like me after I ate Hibachi Steakhouse, the $8 tier is bloated.
It's bloated, and it's going to get even more bloated because I don't know if we've announced this yet, but we are going to be doing me. What's it called? Me, and my ex.
Me, you, and my ex.
Y'all have come at us.
It's
y'all
just
have
all gross.
You're all begging for it.
I want to do it.
It's going to happen. Unless I
watched the trailer, and one of the woman's names is like Baby Lovey.
I think it is Baby Lovey.
Something awful, or Maybe Lovey, or Gaby Lovey.
I don't know.
There are two E's next to one another, and it gives me palpitations because I would not know how to pronounce that.
I wouldn't. It's going to.
I'm hoping it's a stage name.
Poodle maybe will get one tap out if it's too much. And if it's bad after 3 episodes, we might stop covering it.
Since I haven't tapped out of Extreme Sisters yet, although the Smothered episode, most recent one, almost made me tap out.
But you never said you could tap out of that.
But if I don't tap out of, do I get a prize? I think I should get a prize. If I don't tap out. Like,
you'll get laid again.
Let's go to Nobu. Know. Has Nobu been famous since the 90s?
Yeah. You know what? Instead of Nobu, I'll take you to Fatburger.
You know, that's good.
You can get fat
or Red Lobster. Red Lobster.
Okay, maybe we can settle on Red Lobster and you can get cheddar biscuits.
Come at us if that's the place you want to go instead of a nice seafood restaurant.
It's true. It's true. I
want to have all of my birthdays at chain restaurants because I just don't get to have them enough.
I know. Remember when, like 10 years ago, I made everyone drive to Ventura Boulevard to have my birthday dinner at Chili's?
Yes, and I sent my regrets. And,
no, you came. You were the only one that was excited to be there.
Oh, you're right. I wanted to come.
Nobody else was like, what the fuck are we doing at Chili's? And I was like, I love it. I'm going to Chili's tonight, actually. Papa Mar wants some Southwestern egg rolls, so we're heading there.
I love them. They're
so
good.
I'm
going
to be eating on the guiltless grill because I'm trying, y'all. I'm trying.
How are you going to push the chips away from you? Going to have a hard time with that.
Yeah, I'm going to do it, though. I'm trying to stick to it.
Yeah, Matilda, you're going to have a problem with that.
Well,
I'm going to call you Matilda.
I like that, actually. Let's see. So that's going to be going on at the Buy Curious. So we'll have, those are 2 big announcements that are happening right there. And then, to recap,
we are moving the Buy Curious. So the $5 tier is not only going to get the of Reality Gaze XX Extra. The $5 tier is not only going to get the classic episode, Classless. You will get the Bicurious episode, which has sometimes made us do shows on the Patreon.
And you're also going to get 2 Hot to Handles coming back at the end of this month. So you're going to get our regular binges. So that's happening as well.
Yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
Maybe?
Maybe. No, it's coming out on like...
No, I'm saying yay, maybe.
Oh, yeah. It could be good. We don't
you
know.
You never know, y'all.
You never sometimes, know with these binges.
Sometimes you may get a Selling Sunset, which I adore, or you may get a Labor of Love. You just never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's get into the show. Love.
Yes, I feel like there was something else I wanted to say, but fuck it, I can't remember.
Okay. What was it? Was it our charity for this month in the Sissy Squad?
It is the Allie Forney Center. Which
is the Allie Forney Center. If you're on our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, y'all, we have fun in there.
We do.
We're raising money this month for the Allie Forney Center, which helps LGBTQ youths find the tools to get off the streets the harms of homelessness.
If you're not in the Facebook group, you can just go to the website directly and donate. It's not about us. It's about just promoting these causes. Yeah. I want to remind people too, Lalu is dropping at the end of this. Lalu's coming out on Friday. Love After Lockup.
Love After Lockup. All new couples. Cast.
All new couples. So we'll be putting that out probably on Sunday night. That'll come out Friday and then we'll do it on
Sunday.
That's
what we've done in the past.
Yeah. Yep. So, and that's on the $8 tier on Reality Gates Extra or Patreon. I just want to say, first of all, you moved that trash can and your living room looks so pretty now.
You completely shamed me into doing it.
But tell me it doesn't look better.
Well, I'm going to find a place for the fucking trash can to go. It doesn't really bother me whether the trash can was there or not. I moved it so you would shut the fuck up about it, honestly.
Well, that's
one of the reasons I moved it.
I have to say, you've got this pretty California vibe, and I've got a very kind of pretty Oklahoma vibe with my dad's wood wall that he made. That's all like inlaid wood.
Yeah.
From a barn.
It's interesting, though. My style is very different from your style.
Well, this is not my style. This is just my dad's house.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Let's jump into this. Y'all, Poodle, who's our first segment today?
It's time for another episode of The Tears of Kalani. Someone has asked me to, you know what? I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to make up a song for the Tears of Kalani.
Hold on. Oh, I'm glad we're doing this in the middle of the show. Really, really professional. Oh, God. If you're watching Intimate Portrait.
Can you hear this?
Yes. If you're watching Intimate Portrait, Poodle is at his piano. Wow. I'm so sorry, everyone.
I don't know if that could be heard.
No, we could hear, but now you should record it for real. Because, you know, we're on Zencaster, so we can upload it and press the button and it'll play it.
That's true.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if I'll be able to replicate that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So, you know, y'all got a one shot on that one.
But y'all. I did write an original theme song for the show, the soap opera, The Tears of Kalani.
That's true. Y'all, this is if this was a soap opera, this would be After Dark. Because you're going to a sex shop, y'all.
Sex shop, no babies.
Like Kalani says, this is the one sex shop in Utah or something like that.
I believe it. And there is this lesbian or non-binary person who has seen it all.
Oh, y'all, her name is Peg and nothing fazes her. Nothing phases her. You come in and you're like, hey, yes, I would like to have something that goes up my butthole and shocks me through my penis and makes me pee my pants.
Right, sure, that's there, aisle four.
aisle four. Yes, I would like something that chokes me until I asphyxiate and then I wake up in a pool of my own vomit after I promptly...
You're doing porn. Frank.
I am doing Frank. He's just winning
to
Frank.
Slaps you to wake you up.
And then he's like, aisle seven on the back kiosk, right there, we have a display.
That's like me when I worked at the gay bookstore. Nothing really fazed me after that.
So when a guy came in, he said, yeah, can I have vintage magazines with dried spooge on them.
Or can I sell you these, Matt? Can I you can buy them? Like, yeah, if they got hardcore fucking, they're $5. Anything less is $3.
Wow. Because when you worked there, people still bought magazines, didn't they?
Yes. No, wow. Well, the older generation really loves magazines.
Hawkins, I guess it's not something we are familiar with. The greatest generation is Stormbroker.
Who love porn.
The greatest generation masturbating greatest generation. With porno mags.
Porno mags.
They also say porno and not porn.
They do, yeah.
But I guess that's what you grew up on. Masturbating to magazines when you were
like 20. Who am I to tell you it's not good? What I did not like when I had to put up the series called Hand Jobs, and they were cartoon versions, and they were almost always cartoon things of a scoutmaster saying, "Well, Billy, what you got going on with that little thing?" And it was really, really gross.
That is. If you're watching Intimate Portrait, which welcome queens on the $15 tier.
Your eyes just went as big as saucers.
That made my stomach turn.
No, they were, it's called Hand Jobs.
Promote those.
I think they're probably done now.
Let's hope so. But
the creepiest people bought it too. It was
we need to move on. So y'all, they're at the sex shop. Okay.
There was a character called Big Sis.
Okay. We're done with this. I don't want to get pulled. Okay. So they're driving to the sex shop, and Asuelu's kind of kidding around. He's like, "Ooh, we're going to the sex shop." And I'm going to say something, and I don't know if it's just that I've been in Oklahoma for a while, sans boyfriend, meaning Dick right now, but is Asuelu kind of hot when he
Oh, okay. You're incorrect.
Okay.
He could be. You've just been away from acceptable dick for too long.
Sorry. He was attractive to me. He was attractive to me.
But it's funny when he's saying things like, "Look at this huge dildo. This one's really long. It looks like large donuts and sausages."
And
all I could think of is, "Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?" Wouldn't you think this would fit up my butt?
We already ruined that song in a cabaret anyway. Yeah.
You want butt plugs? I got 20.
That was literally a lyric we wrote. So, you know, classy, y'all.
And then I came out as Ursula.
And you gave me the wish of a new butthole. a butthole, because mermaids, we realized.
The butt flapper. They have a cloaca. Not an asshole.
Ariel really wants an asshole to get butt fucked. And that's what our sketch was about.
You fart clapper. You clinker.
Yeah, we're never posting that.
It's filthy.
Because Disney will sue us.
Yeah, they will.
Because
we actually completely sullied everything.
Yeah,
they
don't
tried
ask
to, do.
To see it. It's not going to happen. So, yeah, Asuelu puts his huge dick on his leg and.
I love it how they have to blur everything.
Yeah, he's never seen a fake dick before.
That's true, yeah.
But then they find this one that shocks you. And then so she's putting it, kind of rubbing it over Asuelu's nipples. And he's like, oh. Like
He's getting turned on.
He's totally getting into it. I'm not into shocking. One guy tried to put shocking stuff on my dick once. But there was too much lube on my dick, so it actually shocked me really bad because it was like wet. Was not comfortable. I don't get it.
Okay, I get freaky deaky, but you've been with some freaks.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest. He was the person I mentioned before that was an art director for like an NBC show, and he had a beautiful house, and I just wanted to come back to his house again. But after that second time we met up and he put the dick shocker on me, I was out.
I've had that where I've actually fallen in love with the house and not necessarily the person.
Yeah, it's happened.
That's a rough feeling, y'all. Come on, as if you've been to someone's house and a hookup and you're like, "I love this," and you go back for the house.
Yes, you fuck and then you sit like on their like patio and like have wine.
Or you swim in their pool.
Yes.
Bring you Perrier in bed.
Oh. Yeah.
Not that I'm not talking about anyone specifically.
Yeah. You guys, the beautiful, rich, nice people that have everything are only in movies. It's always going to, sorry. If you want somebody to fuck with a beautiful, nice house, it's going to be some nerd who probably like cries in the middle of sex and kind of farts when they come. And you're going to have to get used to that for the rest of your life if you want it.
And trust me, if you find a really hot guy with a nice house and a really nice penis and great personality, there's something wrong with them, because they'd already be fucking a celebrity.
They're going to Christian Bale kill you, or they gay.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Or if they are gay, they will have already going to be fucking a gay celebrity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They know what they can get.
They're going to.
Something's wrong with them.
They're trying to fuck up to Lance Bass.
Yes.
So
fuck up the ladder.
Up the ladder. Sorry.
Did you see Lance Bass's birth announcement?
I thought it was fine.
Come on, though. Do we need to make a production out of everything? Do we need to make a production of announcing your babies?
I want you to think about what you just said and think about us.
No, this is complete. But I think a baby announcement is something that's very, very personal.
But we're not celebrities. It's probably different because he knows that people are going to come at him and ask him about this, and it's going to be all in the news.
They made it into a horror movie. And
I know. It wasn't my style, but you know, Chi Chi LaRue needs work, and they needed her to direct
I'm not going to defend Lance Bass. I'm sorry.
I don't mind it. I've heard Lance Bass is a very nice guy. Well, I have met him.
Who cares? His taste is shitty. Them.
Well, I mean, you know,
as a gay man, I'm the arbiter of that.
I think, you know, that, you know, let him do that. It's not because remember when he hosted that show? Ooh.
Oh, the Finding Prince Charming.
Ooh. Ooh. That was bad. He was not a good host.
Anyway, we're so gay today.
Well,
I figure there's just a better way to do it that you can show the kid later on. That's just not. It was the worst thing about it is it was basic. Like, it was
I thought it was just very tropey.
You can Google it to see. And the thing is, they're pregnant and they've got buns in the oven. And that was the scary thing at the end of it.
They've got buns in the oven. So Asuelu likes the shocking instrument because he's like, oh, this is something we both can use. And he's like, Then he starts talking. He says, what's the name of that seashell that looks like a vagina? And Kalani, she's like, what?
It's like one of our segments.
Yeah. And he's like, pyramid. And he's like, it's a clam. And she's like, gross. And he's like, no, that's not gross.
They taste good.
People in Samoa eat clam. I eat it. I like to eat it.
Don't ever refer to my vagina as a clam again.
But then they laugh.
That's good.
And then you see, like,
he does make her laugh.
You do see how and why they fell in love with each other and kind of how they, because I can see how it makes sense because Kalani takes everything seriously. Like
I agree. She's overly serious.
She's overly serious. So I think Asuelu balances that. Now, y'all, they decided that she got a little vibrator thing. He got a vibrating cock ring. This I've never tried. I don't know.
Call me old fashioned.
Oh, Jesus.
But I just want to bang it out like a beast making two backs.
Well, some people like foreplay.
I'm saying all of that's fine. It's just a lot of bells and whistles for me.
But I don't mind
the whips and the spanking.
Yeah, there we are.
I don't mind all that.
Yeah.
Although someone tried to spank me one time with a whip or a leather thing, and I was like, "Ow!" that was not pleasant.
I think that's the point. Because did it hurt? Did you like spread your cheeks and they tried to whip your asshole?
No, I would never have allowed that.
People do that. People do that.
No, thank you.
Anyway,
Kalani is kind of a dom. She would be really good as a dom because she's like, I really get off on whipping the shit out of you.
Yeah, she's like, I just love beating the hell out of you. I think I have a complex. And so they
embrace it, girl.
Embrace it. So they buy their stuff, they leave, and they go on their romantic trip with the children and the mom.
And her mother.
And her mother. The kids are already crying in the car, y'all. Like, already just. I mean, they're.
Oh, because she's breastfeeding. That's right.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Now, so you guys, this is the big deal. He hasn't told her where they are going.
No.
This is a bad idea with someone like Kalani. It's a bad idea for a bitch like this, for me.
Yeah, you don't surprise I don't
like
Poodle. Kind of,
I don't like getaway surprises.
No.
I don't know what to pack. Mm-mm. Also, I'm so worried about having to react in a positive way. And you don't want me having to try to react. I'm not good at that.
We really are complete opposites.
Because you love to be surprised.
I love to be surprised. I don't usually. I'm surprising people. I think I've only been surprised like maybe two or three times in my life. No one's ever really surprised me, but I love
it.
No,
maybe
I mean,
I'll try to surprise you. I'll really surprise you.
Yeah, I don't want to be getting my car towed and then you standing out of your car saying, "Hi." You've got to walk home. Surprise. That's not a surprise.
We'll see how you feel.
I mean, now that I'm in a relationship, he surprises me more. But, you know, it's, I love it how we're such best friends and we're so different.
We were meant
to be together.
I don't like it when, because there is an expectation for a surprise.
No, I get that. You're so worried about
I've either been in situations where people have surprised me and they're and I'm just like
I have surprised Poodle by knowing a hot guy was coming to some event or a hot guy was coming to our house for some reason or something, and I don't tell Poodle that they're really
not
hot.
Not a good surprise.
Yeah, because
my hair's still in curlers.
Poodle doesn't have a poker face, and that hot guy walks in, and he's just
like,
he can't sit still. He just keeps kind of walking around and pacing.
It's really bad.
It's my favorite.
I don't like surprises. I'm okay with getting gifts. That's a kind of a different thing, but surprises like. Not going to tell you where we're going for dinner. Not going to tell you. I'm like.
Although you did say you went on a date once and he surprised you and went well. You talked about that on the show once.
Who knows what that was?
Who knows what that was?
I've been on a lot of dates.
Been on a lot of dates, y'all. So she doesn't have anywhere they're going and she's trying to guess. And she said, do you plan things? And Asuelu said, yeah, that's why we got the toys. I think Asuelu's just pretty much planning sex, y'all. Like, that's what their trip's going to be.
I think
which sounds like they don't get that a lot.
I think that's what he thinks this trip is about. And she keeps saying, no, it's also about working on our relationship. So, y'all, spoiler alert, he books cabins. And I will say, Kalani is my absolute opposite here because I would be like, oh, this is so nice because someone had done this for me. Kalani's kind of like, why does it smell like shit in here? Oh, it's cabins. I did this when I was a Girl Scout.
It's honestly, not Southern.
I get it. I get it that you're kind of reading him for it because that's your relationship.
And it's funny but on TV, I guess.
I would be the exact opposite. And I would be like, ugh. Because, you know, it's like, I'd be like, oh my God, this is so romantic. And I would be using so much energy and thinking, this is shitty. I would have rather gone to the beach.
Yeah.
That's why it's better off not to surprise me.
Yeah, it's kind of like, was it Darcy who saw Tom's apartment for the first who was it that went in on 90 Day and hated the place that they brought them to?
I can't remember.
Not Darcy. Who was that? Ugh, can't remember. Y'all, we did get confirmation. Darcy and Stacey's coming out in July.
July. Like mid-July.
Mid-July. And then Plathville's coming back the end of...
Okay, I'm shocked by that because that's barely a year. That's not even a year.
It's coming the end of July?
August.
Y'all, July and August, gonna be real busy. And of course, that's where I'm here getting my dad. I've got to go to Nashville. We're gonna be busy. Poodle scheduled a football orgy for the beginning of football season at the end of August. We've got a lot of stuff to do.
Gotta celebrate.
Dips and chips.
Uh-huh. Dips in.
Dip, dip, dip. So, yes, they are. So, but they're very excited that even they're talking about sex in the car, and mom's like, please don't. And so,
y'all don't ever talk about sex toys in front of your mom. It's not a good move.
No, because my mother will ask for more information and then start talking about her own. It'll be horrifying.
Well, and the thing is, it's just never a boundary that was needed, that was never to be crossed. I mean, I'm almost okay with talking about your sex life, but there's something about adding sex toys to it.
So you're okay with your mom talking about your sex?
But I'm saying
that was firm.
That is kind of, I could kind of understand it between some mothers and daughters or mothers, probably more mothers and daughters than mothers and sons.
Maybe.
But who knows?
Maybe. So
I'm completely not comfortable talking to Mother Poodle about my sex life.
I mean, come
on. Because she would go, cool. How many again? And this was in one night.
The whole defensive line.
I know you're not a whore, but wow.
That's a callback to a very old joke, everybody.
That joke may be as old as the show itself.
It really is. I think it's like the first couple episodes we said that.
Just the defensive line.
And so, wow. Y'all, something Kalani did say that made me laugh a lot. She's like, so it looks like I'm going to be getting fucked on a bunk bed. Why not? And then I thought,
I thought
I've never had sex on a bunk bed, but if I know someone, Poodle has had sex on a bunk bed, top bunk or lower bunk?
I think it was the lower bunk.
Because I bet the top bunk would really move when you're thrusting.
Where was it? I think we were the only people in that bunk bed. So I don't know if I would have done it if someone else had been right below us.
I'm telling you now.
Or above us.
He would have. If this was Poodles in his 20s, he completely would have fucked on top of that bunk bed.
I will say there's not a lot of stability and there's not a lot of room. If you've ever fucked in a single bed, or even like a twin bed. There's not a lot of room.
I've got used to
a king size bed, y'all.
I don't think I've ever fucked in a twin bed.
You need to plan your movements very
carefully. Oh, no, wait. That one guy I dated in the dorms my senior year of college.
Yep, that's where it come from. And then when I was at a camp that she'll remain nameless.
Yeah.
Twin beds.
Yeah.
Y'all, you can do some real body, what they call it. You can really, you know, contort your body in all kinds of ways. You have to kind of move over. They have to slide under. Then they slide.
We're getting in a gray area now. But I will say, so Asuelu puts roses all over the room.
Y'all, the sponsor of Night at Beyonce, rose petals.
Rose petals are back. There's alcohol. And Asuelu says so. He says, it's a little frustrating to me because she told me she wants to spice up my love life, but she doesn't appreciate everything he does. And Kalani's kind of like, she says, I am disappointed that this is what he thinks is romantic. And I want to say, y'all, if you think your partner needs to read your mind about what's romantic,
tell them.
And maybe she did, and we just didn't see that. But it is your responsibility. Listen to this, y'all. It is your responsibility to tell your significant other about what turns you on.
They cannot read your mind.
They can. Maybe they've done some things that knock your clock off several times by luck, and that's great, and you let them know. But communicate that.
And I think people just expect the other person to figure out what it is, or they either feel embarrassed to talk about it or something, but it's really necessary. Should know I do not like being surprised.
Well, I think it's also too, if you, and I'm just going to say, I think it translates. If you have a problem asking for what you want in the bedroom, I bet you have a problem standing up for what you want in life.
Yep.
I think it translates.
Well, ding, ding, ding with Kalani.
But That's true. But guess what? I guess it all worked out because y'all, they fuck like rabbits for an entire day.
They used all the toys, as he says.
All the toys. They like bangity bang, bang, bang. And it's the next day.
It's like, you were making all kinds of sounds. She's like, stop.
But that made me laugh. And I thought made him hot.
Honestly, he makes her laugh.
Probably
more than anybody.
I think it'd be fun to sleep with a suelo.
No. Okay. Because then he might make me laugh, but then we'd finish fucking and he would go, make me a sandwich, baby. And I'm like, get your own fucking sandwich.
You never made me a sandwich. Who's Tracy?
How many sandwiches have you made for you?
oh, that's a good summer
queen
house.
Queen of queen reality Lindsay television, Lindsay Hubbard.
Lindsay Hubbard. So they're sitting by the fire and they've had a good night. And then they start to talk about, Kalani says, well, let's talk about our relationship. And she does this thing. And this might seem hokey. I like this exercise a lot. They have to stare at each other for 2 minutes without laughing or breaking. And so they do this exercise where they're staring at one another.
It doesn't seem hokey to me. It seems like the first step of actual intimacy to me.
I agree with that. I think you forget, y'all, that we can't be intimate enough to just look at someone in their eyes.
Right. And they live with her parents. So they're probably never, they have two children who are very young.
Yeah.
They're probably never really alone. And the relationship between one person and another person probably doesn't take a lot of preference.
No.
So I guess this was good. I mean, it seems like a small thing, but I'm a gay man who lives by himself, who can curate his life. So, cause when I saw it, I was just like, oh, that'd be a normal thing to do.
I think it takes a lot for granted for them.
Because either thought the of it kid that way. Doing something, or the dog throwing up in the corner,
yes,
or something needs to get done, or like when I call my brother and we're FaceTiming, the youngest is always screaming about something, and the oldest needs something, and the middle one is just sitting there like pulling her hair out.
I bet as soon as you hang up with your brother, even though he's living with it every day, you hang up the phone and go, "Oh, I'm exhausted."
Whenever I stay at their house, I don't sleep well. They wake me up early.
And they're on East Coast time and you're on West Coast time. So you're just...
They wake me up at like... Children get up so early. Like on Saturdays, children are up at like 6:30 or 7. Their kids are. I'm just like, what the fuck? Get back to bed. That's why I lock my door when I'm with them.
Every mother and father listening to our show is laughing at you right now hysterically. Because that's just kids. That's just kids.
I understand that. I'm just saying, maybe give them a children's Advil PM.
You got to get up. Hey, you know? I gave my dad a melatonin, but he woke up at 8 today and I woke up at 8. That's what you got to do. So Kalani says,
I want to say one last thing.
Yeah.
He does say, they look in each other's eyes and he's like, what do you think? He's like, when I look into your eyes, they remind me of a cat or a cow. Not something, I like your honesty, not something she wants to hear.
No, but I think she means big eyes.
She gets it.
But then he says, and this is really sweet. He said, I trust your eyes. And I went, oh, that's really sweet. And so Kalani says, well, let's talk about what's one thing we could change about the person. Kalani's, hers is that I don't like that you yell at me when you get upset and I'm trying to talk to you.
You talk over me.
You say, I don't want to hear it. And you kind of walk out of the room. And Asuelu says, which I thought was really good. He says, well, I think you're talking. He doesn't say talking over me. He said, but I think you think that I'm stupid.
And that's getting to the root of it.
And Kalani said, you assume I'm calling you stupid and I'm not. And so they talk about that, which again, that's a root thing like Poodle said. And then Asuelu says, I thought Poodle doesn't like this word so much. I do. I like the word love languages because I think it's something that is.
It's not that I disagree with it.
It's overused.
I think it's overused. And I think it's very reductive.
But I feel like in this case, it does work in that. Swelu talks about he wants to change sex and that every day they used to have it say boom, boom. And now he wants to have sex more.
I would press to say, what is that for you?
Well, I was going to.
Or is it just sexual urges?
Yes. And Kalani says he doesn't believe in masturbation. Maybe that's a Samoan thing. So it's like their responsibility to do it together.
Damn.
Yeah, you need to change that. But whatever. but I do agree with you. Like, I think it's, you know, and any of our male sissies that are listening, I think they're already pretty involved and engaged with self-reflection. But I think one of the biggest things that have been hurtful to men is that just as much as they have to women, it's like, how do we support feminism? And one of the ways is also by creating more emotionally connected, emotionally developed men. I think one of the biggest, the worst things is that there's so much guys say all the time, well, it was just sex. It wasn't emotion. It was just a sexual thing. It meant nothing to me. I disagree with that. I think sex always means something, whether it's a release, whatever, whether it's connection.
No, I agree with you.
In Isuelu's case, it's not just, I agree. I would love for them to talk about what that means for him because it's not just the sex. It's about probably when he's with Kalani, I bet he feels good making her feel good. Like he feels like he's able to take care of her in some way that he can't in real life.
My quibble with that would be an emotional way. Yes, sex is always can be, there's feelings involved, but there's a different type of emotional bond that you can have with either a partner and then some people you really don't want to bond with emotionally. And I think you can have effective sex can be had either way.
No, I agree with that. What I'm saying is that that's why I use the word, it could be not about, I think that again, it's not the sex doesn't have to always, the emotional component doesn't always include the other person. Maybe it's an emotional release for you, whatever that is, energetically, spiritually.
Oh, I see. I get that. Like, but it's not connecting. It's not all about the other person and forging some type of dual bond.
Yes, because that's how, you know, men or people, you know, people develop porn addictions or sex addiction. They think it's just this sexual thing don't.
And porn addiction's all about you and your
pleasure. Yes, and anxiety. Yeah. And so it's just, you know, like, whatever. It's, you know, it's Poodle needs to get laid tonight. It probably has nothing to do with going over to his hot trainer and his hot trainer making him do all these workouts in front of him while you stared at him.
No, it has nothing. It actually has nothing to do with that.
I want to bone your trainer.
It has everything to do with me. This being kind of my weekend.
So you want to release. You want to like let go.
And yeah. And it's been honestly post pandemic. If I don't get laid about every 8 to 10 days, I'm a raging bitch. And honestly,
but it's great that you acknowledge
much
that.
Better. Yeah. It's much better if I am regularly banged.
Yes.
Who? Like a screen door. Bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang. Slam, slam.
So now, Kalani, so I forgot how they come up with the word fire, but then they say the word Samoa is afi. And then Kalani.
They're out of fire.
Yeah. Kalani does a thing. I've done this as a therapist. This is such a great thing to do. She said, then that's our word. Then that's our, this is a great thing to do as a couple. It's like, it's not a safe word, but a word to kind of trigger this positive conversation you had. Yes. To trigger this positive connection you had in a moment of disconnection.
Yeah.
So the fact that I wrote, holy shit. 2 episodes ago, I was saying she needs to dump him. And now I'm rooting for them.
I wrote this down too. I'm like, this is the most healthy kind of couples weekend we've ever seen.
Yeah.
They, and I think, yes, it's mostly led by Kalani, but Asuelu is giving back what she's giving to him.
He's giving back, and yeah. I understand him better.
Me too.
I look at him in a more complex way.
I still worry about them, though.
I want him to bang me. How do you say screen door in Samoa? Samoan?
Ask Siri, because I don't know.
Ask Siri. That's all I have.
The scary thing is she decides has to tell him about going to see the lawyer. Yeah. And he's not going to handle that well. And I'm like, we just got to a good place.
Nothing you did now. Does he?
Thank you. Y'all, I want to go out.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Pete, your partner or whoever maybe doesn't need to know everything that you've done. Or everything that, because would it help? How about that? That I think this is about her. I think that's about clearing her conscience.
If you need, you don't need to tell everything. If it's going to bring you closer and help the other person as well, but if it's just about for you to get something off of your chest so you don't feel anxious about it anymore.
Other ways to deal with that than telling the other person. That's something you need to decide.
It would be like having a crush on someone at work and you never act on it or do anything. And then you get over the crush, and then you tell your boyfriend.
You're like,
hey, I like 2 months ago, I totally had a crush on this guy, Alan, for like 3 months. But then
and
I got over
thing.
It.
That's the thing.
What
he
does that do?
Been fine with never being okay with it. I totally agree.
Oh, boy.
It's not going to go good. 100% two-way honesty is way overrated. People don't need to know everything about
It's not that you're telling them what you want them to hear. It's more of, am I telling you everything is it productive to both of you? That's all.
Agreed. We're going to move on to, it's Brandon and Julia next. But before we do that, we're going to take a little break. So let's go out to the movies and get some popcorn. I'll see you back here in just a sec.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops. Welcome back.
Nothing like a bridal shower or a party with your mother-in-law with shitty decorations everywhere. We'll say it looks pretty. I'm sorry, that's the first thing I have to talk about.
What song is that?
I just made it up.
You just made it up.
I have to talk about this because... Y'all, we're talking about Brandon and Julia, and they walk in there like, Julia goes, it's so beautiful. And I'm like, this party looks like shit.
It looked like, y'all, you know your church fellowship hall?
Yes.
This is that area that they open up when it's too big, when it's not big enough.
They have that accordion wall that slides back.
Thank you. It's the accordion wall, and it smells like lasagna, even though there's been no lasagna in there for years.
Brother Jim, can we open up this accordion wall? I think there's not enough room. Okay, I just didn't want to do it without permission. I don't want to be that person.
These shitty plastic chairs and tables.
Don't want to be like Sister Diane who just does what she wants, but I'm not saying anything, Brother Jim. Thank you.
I was mortified. And it was like an events thing in the...
Brittany's birthday party looked better. And y'all... We remember that.
That's when she kind of loomed behind Frank.
Yeah.
Just lurked.
God, I miss them.
I got a taste of human flesh.
God, they need to come back to Smothered. Okay.
Oh, that scared me.
Although we're meeting a new couple in Smothered. Ooh, but tonight
I'm not ready.
But tonight is the Extreme Sisters finale.
Oh, thank God.
Right, it's tonight. It's the eighth episode.
So what will happen? Will the two sets of twins have their suicide pact?
Will they? Yes, possibly. And will Christina break up with John, or will Jess and Christina fuck him together?
Oh, God. It's so funny because it started out with me being so skeeved out by the Aussie twins. Now it's completely Jessica and Christina.
Christina.
Because... That is the worst codependence.
Pendence.
Same time.
Sometimes I love it when they both go to say the same thing, like when they
and
both
they watch each other's mouths.
And they watch each other's mouths, but then they don't. It's like they would say, "Don't you love eating a hot dog
vinegar?
Relish.
Relish. Mustard.
Hootenanny.
Slaw. Like they,
Peacock. They just say the completely wrong thing and then they correct themselves quickly.
They're caricatures. So I have no problem laughing at them. As soon as I found out they were assholes, I was fine. I can laugh at them. because I no longer have any empathy for them.
Oh, I just hope we see Denver. Ooh.
Now, God. They're fun. I love Patrix and Patrika. Mm-hmm. I can even handle those two. I can handle the two sets of identical twins. I can't handle because
Christina and Jess are a lot too.
Yeah. Those two have become the gross out tier for me. The gross two couples.
Oh, it's so good.
That when they were talking about what happens if one of them dies and they're like, oh, well, we just believe they come back and they spirit, they have to be with us forever.
Not in like a sweet, like people live on.
We're going to keep that but more spirit like, it has in jail. To come back.
Anyway. Yeah. We digress, but y'all, Extreme Sisters finale. Well, okay, we're recording this on Sunday. So the Extreme Sisters finale, we're terrible.
Tonight.
Already happened. So this is Tuesday, and the episode will be dropping tomorrow on Wednesday. So listen to that shit.
So y'all, they're in the car, and Julia's like, a woman after my own heart. I go anywhere for food.
Yes.
I agree. Y'all, if there's a cake and you want me, if you want me in an occasion and you tell me there's a cake, not some fucking grocery store sheet cake.
No.
If you go to a bakery and get a cake, I will be there.
If you get lemon curd or a good marble cake, he will be there.
Now, I will probably leave within 15 minutes of cake time.
But he'll be there. He'll
and
be
you
there.
Know what? You won't even know I'm gone either. I will talk to you, say I'm going to the bathroom. You won't see me again.
No, you won't. He'll goodbye.
But I'll have a good time. And I'll say, oh, no, I was there.
If you hear wheels peeling out and the smell of cigarette smoke, he's gone. Anyway, y'all. Okay, so... So they're going to the party, and so you go in, and one side...
This is a monstrosity.
One side is all decorated for 70th, and the other side is all marriage.
Happy wedding.
And so they're like, what is happening? And they're sitting down, and then Betty all of a sudden says, oh, Brandon and Julia, look, it's your wedding officiant. And out walks... Okay.
I forgot that guy married them. He's hot.
Okay. I just wrote.
He's gorgeous.
I wrote.
I would bang him and he would like hit me with a Bible in my face.
I just wrote.
He was fucking me.
Daddy, 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 daddy.
The power of Christ compels you.
Oh, he is hot as shit. And y'all, so then I went and followed him, y'all, on Instagram.
Because
I did.
That is why our Instagram. When I do a search function on our Instagram, y'all, it's only thirst traps, 90 day, and schnauzer pics. Don't think I haven't seen you looking at schnauzer puppies. I'm not having it. You need to only look on your fucking account for schnauzer puppies, bitch.
Sometimes I forget which account I'm on.
All
and I
do,
think I'm on mine.
I know exactly what he looks at. It's schnauzer pics and thirst traps, and occasionally Wonder Woman.
If you're watching the Intimate Portrait,
that
my
is
face
read.
Is red. I'm red. You have read me.
You need to stop looking for schnauzer puppies. You're not going to get a puppy. You're going to get a dog if you get another one.
I don't want a puppy. I'm going to get a rescue dog.
Well, stop looking for puppies.
But they're just so cute.
Nope. Not going to do it.
You don't like looking because then you look at the schnauzer puppies and then you want a puppy.
I just steal its life force.
Uh-huh.
No, I need a dog. I can't train a puppy. I don't want
to train a puppy either. So I did
That's
look
a
him
baby.
Up. Y'all, I think this is his one job, and I'm just...
Being a wedding officiant?
Is this like a business that we don't know about?
I know nothing about this business.
It doesn't make sense to me.
He's like a hot guy who goes and marries people.
I can't tell if he's gay or just really bro-y from his Instagram.
Oh, that's a hot look.
I mean, y'all, he's very... very, very hot on it. But the reason why I was able to look him up because there's some type of deal going on with 90 Day Fiance or Matt Sharp. Like this might be Matt Sharp's like brother-in-law or something or cousin-in-law who needs work. Because Dave, you know, it's like, oh, here's, I think his name is like, I don't remember what it is, but they're like,
know.
Oh, here's like Ben Sherman, your wedding officiant. And they just...
they make shirts.
They do make shirts. But they say his full name, and then they put it up in a Chyron.
They like, did. You're right.
Like, it's such an, and then they say like wedding, if they don't do this for anyone, like JoJo, when Angela's with JoJo, it just says JoJo. Like there's,
by the way,
weird.
I don't know if, let's talk about JoJo for just 1 second.
Boy, okay.
On Instagram, she is JoJo Disney. Does oh. that mean she loves Disney yep. or is that actually her surname?
No, she loves Disney.
Is that it? That tracks.
I mean, maybe she's a Disney
because
person.
Of course she does. Y'all, it's when women love Disney, a lot of women love Disney.
Brian well, Thompson, that's
when,
his name.
When gay men love Disney, oof. I've done my time dating those Disney gays.
I want you to look at this. Where is it?
I can look at it later.
There's a picture of Brian Thompson in Hawaii, and it just
shirtless?
Says Aloha, and he has a tank top on.
Ooh.
I am telling you.
He's hot.
Like, this is for our intimate portraits. Look how hot he
Ooh.
Is.
Look at yeah. those biceps.
Oh, yeah. He's
Y'all, look at Brian Thompson, wedding officiant extraordinaire.
I think he's gay, y'all. I think he's, I hope he is.
I did
anyway.
Get a vibe, but sometimes it's hard to tell between gay and Southern.
But it really, there's not in, I'm just, sorry, y'all, I'm just, I can't get over this, that, wait a minute, is this somebody's one job? They're just.
I know you can't get over it. Wait, what
should I have yeah, this? Anyway, and he
this
also.
This is like
yeah.
one of my rants.
Yeah, sorry, y'all. Okay, I'm done. but you follow
I
Brian
need
Thompson.
To talk about the fact that in a party planning mindset that one would ever like, turducken this kind of party together.
That's a good word for it. Yeah.
With a 70th birthday they, party.
They
and
make no
a,
sense.
Not a wedding reception, but a congratulations, you're married party.
Yeah.
It's I'm, not really a reception for their wedding.
No. And Julia's like, and they, again, Brandon says, again, I think Brian is a celebrity then, because I don't mean to keep talking about Brian Thompson, the wedding officiant, but Brandon even says, you know, I don't look stupid because Brian Thompson's there. Like he says his
he
whole
does,
name.
You know, Brian's here. I don't want to like look stupid then, in front of Brian. Brian, our the local celebrity who's here.
And then Julia says, I know Brian is so nice.
I know Brian's
I love
so
he's
lovely.
Here.
Brian Thompson available
like,
for all weddings.
Who is he paying to promote him?
You know what? You got show. Something. And I think I respect your conspiracy here.
Thank you.
I respect it. Oh. And I can understand it. So now instead of doing like me not validating my thing, I'm going to validate you.
Thank you.
Brandon's also wearing a shirt that says Yeti to party, and I want to punch him in the face.
He is. And so, Brandon,
which
Julie's
is like 8 seasons ago from Urban Outfitters.
It's true. So she tells Brandon, "You need to tell your parents how." They feel.
She
feel.
Married us here again.
She married us here again. And so Betty and Ron, they get up and there's Ron's like, thanks for everybody for coming out. We appreciate y'all. It's so
I'm 70. I'm not old.
It's so apparent that this isn't really a 70th birthday at all because they immediately bring out a cake with a wedding topper on it for Brandon and Julia. And then Betty, again, I would like to invite Brian Thompson, the wedding officiant, to come up and speak. And then he spoke, and he was less hot.
Maybe he blackmailed someone.
I don't
they
know.
Had to be on, he had to be on an episode.
I don't know.
I also need to say that...
I mean, it's a cake. Are they being childish, he said, Poodle?
He said, cheers to love and forever love. That was his toast. Here's the thing. I
such
wrote
a
this
generic
down,
wedding toast.
And this is, and this could be argued with because I saw a lot of response online. I'm team parents.
Okay.
Here.
I'm team
I'm
parents.
Team, that, I'm team Betty here.
I wrote, is this being childish? It's just a cake.
It's just a cake. And like... I understand that you're trying to that you don't like people celebrating this.
She didn't respect their boundary. That's a big no-no. Whether you disagree with or not, they set a boundary and she completely did not do
but
it.
But what you don't do is leave. Because that makes that makes the parents look foolish in front of all their guests. It also makes the guests feel, this is very Southern to me, it makes the guests feel disrespected.
Yes.
And I know people because say, you shouldn't be thinking about people at your party.
You shouldn't, you should, but actually. What I would think about is, I could be mad at my parents, but those people that came to this party.
I know. You didn't don't know how know far that, they drove.
They didn't know my
like
parents. They literally came to like see us and to meet my wife.
I wrote
or
down.
Or they just all came to meet Brian Thompson, maybe because he's famous.
I wrote down, can you just do this for her? She did not get to have a wedding reception in COVID, which I'm sure as a complete over-mothering son who would probably participate in Mother Boy, Arrested Development style.
Yeah.
Could you give this to her? Could you say, sure? And I do believe, and Betty says, I think this is Julia trying to get him away from us. I agree with that.
I agree with that too.
Because we see really ugly sides of Julia where she says, all Brendan need is me. Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. And I've said, this is a dangerous way of speaking, you guys.
I think it's a karmic thing that's happening where Betty was so controlling at the beginning. For Julia, this isn't just about this moment. This is about what she's been through for the year with Betty and Ron. And she wants to get, it's tit for tat. She wants to get them back.
But don't you, I see that too, but don't you think that Julia's so possessive of
very
only having
possessive.
Brandon. And like if this was flipped genders, you guys, red flags would be going off like crazy.
Y'all, I'm telling you this now. This marriage isn't gonna last.
It's not. But I'm saying if this was Brandon from Russia or Dimitri from Russia and Julie from
Wait, hold on. You said Dimitri from Russia. Let me close my eyes.
Or just someone from Russia, and they were very controlling to a woman who was from rural Virginia. Everyone would have their ears, their eyes peeled for it.
Yeah,
and it just kind of sucks.
It sucks.
Yeah. Well, she sucks this season. Honestly, it's kind of. I enjoyed her season. She sucks this season.
Yeah, she's just. Honestly, it doesn't seem like she has and I don't mean this in an American way, like you should be grateful you come here. I don't mean it that way. But I mean, like, what's the gratitude in your life that you were able to, like, you got married, you were able to get your green card, you're able to start to build a life with this person.
Yeah.
I feel like right now that negativity is coming at Betty and Ron, but guess what? When her and Brandon move off by themselves,
that's it.
Then it's going to come towards Brandon, and it's not going to be enough then. And guess what, Brandon? It's never going to be enough.
That is true.
That just
no,
got
you
depressing.
Just read her. You read her. You're right.
Ooh, that's depressing. They talk about it at the house, y'all. Betty's got her wine out.
Betty's got her wine. Ron's got his wine. They're just having some fire time.
Betty's going to bring out her fake tears.
I will say, she is that when they come to talk about them, and Julia has kind of like amped Brandon up for this. And he's like, yeah, we didn't think that was cool.
Y'all,
blah, blah, blah.
She's been, I think she probably is letting him do anal because he is so committed to her right now.
I totally agree.
He's like, I'll do whatever you want.
He basically says, where did I write it down here? Turn the page. We're out of here. We're out of here. And y'all,
and
that's
even
a
Betty,
shitty way to talk. I just whispered through my teeth again. That's a shitty way to talk to your mom and your parents who have let you stay there rent free.
And Betty brings it up, but I imagine if I had said to my mom, "Hey, mom, thanks for the relationship, but I'm out of here."
Can you imagine?
Oh,
can you imagine?
Oh, mother
How
poodle.
How am I team parents now? Parents.
This is what would happen to Poodle. He would say, I'm out of here. His mother would be shocked and swallow her, be upset. Poodle would move out with his boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. They would live together for 2 years. And then they would get married. They would go through a really rough divorce. They probably would take Poodle for all of his money. Poodle would have to move back to Mother Poodle's in 7 years, and
she'd
he would go
give
to
me
the
a
front
rent bill.
Yeah, he would go to the front door and she went, "Well, I thought you were out of here." That's
She'd
the long game
it for years.
That's a long game she would play.
That's the thing, y'all. these people, like we were saying before, like Mama Trish and Natalie. Even Mama Trish Butter's pretty good at the long game of passive aggressive. She's nowhere as good as Mother Poodle.
No.
Mother Poodle is always playing long game.
She's
repeated things to me back that I've said over decades.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, my mother would give me a rent charge. That's what she would do.
Yes, she would. And so now they bring up, they say, look, about 4 or 5 years ago, you moved out. And you moved back in, Brandon.
And work didn't go good.
And so what happened? And finally, Ron's doing the total dad thing of, you're totally unprepared. Yep. Can you handle all this? You can't go out and you don't have any money. And Betty wise up. She's like, let's stay calm. And she said, you know what? If he can do it. And Ron's like, yeah, they finally decide, if you can do it, then go for it.
They don't
good
have
luck.
Any money. They don't have enough money. They're going to be in a shitty apartment she's going to hate.
Yep.
Yep. They're going to be in, like, not Paces Crossing.
No.
They're going to be in Place de Planchet, where I lived in Baton Rouge, y'all.
Place de Planchet.
Not nice. It's French for El Cucaracha.
Good. Good.
Y'all, we've all lived in shitty apartments. Julia did not come to America to live in a shitty apartment.
No, she did not.
That's all I've got for them.
Tiffany and Ronald are next. Christmas time is here. Oh. Ronald's a piece of shit. But I guess I'll go and let him know I'm leaving his big dick.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas for Tiffany and Ronald.
With Maggie, Mama Tiffany.
Maggie, I'm having a Christmas party right here for you.
And I'm going to make Cuban food.
Yeah, I love that. I love the way Tiffany described that her family's Cuban and they have this, like, I love that. A lot of people are like, oh, it's Christmas. I want to do it with my family. I would love, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I just had the best idea for a show because you know I love Christmas. I would love to do a holiday television show where I just go to different people's houses for Christmas and see what they do for Christmas.
You can do it without me. I'll be sitting there drinking whatever alcoholic beverage they have.
Guess what? Poodle's going to get drunk at everybody's Christmas.
That's too much Christmas.
Oh, I'd love it. A whole month of just traveling, going to your mom's house and seeing what you do, going to your Aunt Joan's house, just seeing it all.
Yeah, my Aunt Joan's house, she was the one who started vacuuming early and wanting people to leave.
Maybe her place. Let's move on.
Maybe all of my family Christmases always wind up rough.
I think so. So Maggie, Tiffany's mom, decorated for Christmas, and so
it is a white flock tree, which I understand a lot of people like. I don't love them, but
Aunt Peggy has one. Puts it up on her bay window.
I understand them.
Loves it.
Those snow flock trees. I just prefer a green tree.
Yeah,
that's okay.
If you're going to get me talking about Christmas trees and we don't have time for
that. We need to move on. I don't want to deal with
it. I've made YouTube videos about decorating. It's too much. I'll go. I'm starting.
Nope.
I have so much to
say.
Okay,
we need to move on.
I can't. Okay.
Ronald wants them to come for Christmas, you guys.
Yes.
Ronald wants, and
it's
he's
South
like,
Africa.
But you have to stay a couple years. Speaking of South Africa, y'all, we just filmed foodie call video.
Our second one.
Our second one with Sinjin and Tania, or Tanya.
Tanya. And so far, everything you've made, you really liked.
The chakalaka and pop that I made from their episode of Foodie Call, I really liked. It just tasted nothing like I've had. I fucked up the pop a little bit by not, I should have poured it slower, but I got a lot of the lumps out. But it was, I actually had it for a snack today, and it was very good.
Good. But anyway, y'all, that's going to be dropping soon. Our first episode of Foodie Call is on our Instagram.
Live on our Instagram.
And yeah, and so it's in our stories, but it's also in, there's like a little tab.
I made all the food and gave you some helpful hints.
Exactly.
About South African food.
So check that out, and we'll have more to come. We're going to try to get all of them done this month if we can. We'll
hopefully.
See.
Maybe.
We'll see. I got to pressure Poodle into that.
I will say the Alexi and Lauren one is just chicken and vegetables.
That'll be easy.
I know. I'll give that one to you.
Maybe. We'll see. Okay. So Ronald wants her to come, and he wants her
to stay for 3 months.
Because the borders are open and stuff. He wants her to stay for 3 months. And you guys, you know it's over for them already because she has no desire to go see
Zero.
Him at all.
Zero.
You should, if the borders open after COVID closing, you should be so excited to go see mm-hmm. your fiance or your husband. She has no desire. And mom is like, doesn't give a fuck about Christmas.
Mom's doing this
for them.
She's yeah. just smiling now and she's smiling. Like, well, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe you, how about this? Maybe you go maybe, for a week and you come back.
Maybe you go in January. And yeah, she was like, wow, that's awesome. And by awesome, not awesome.
I liked it when mom said, mom says, who's going to pay for
it? Who's going to pay for it?
And Tiffany does say, I asked him to pay for half of it. And she's like, but, you know, it's hard to earn money in South Africa. And mom just says, like all of us, what a joke.
Yeah, what a joke.
I'm team Mama Tiffany here.
And now I agree with Tiffany that the compensation probably in South Africa is different. But still, it's not like this is a surprise for Ronald. She says, this is a guy you want to marry and be with for the rest yeah. of your life. And Tiffany's like, I want my kids to see their dad. But she knows.
That's what she's really devoted to.
Yes. Which, again, she has no desire. She just wants to go basically as a test to see yeah. if he's gotten his shit together.
I want to also say that this is a problem. This is a history with Tiffany with setting a boundary and then going back away from it.
Yeah, that's true.
Tiffany has set boundaries for Ronald before. He has never recognized them.
Mm-mm, never.
He has refused to acknowledge them.
Yep.
And then she sets a new boundary. So what reason does he have to even try
to change? He has reason. No reason. Because changing,
she's moving the goalpost. Sorry.
Wow, this is what happened when Poodle forgot to take his crazy pill till 10 minutes ago.
I moved way back for that, by the way.
Wow.
It was just very loud.
It still hurt my ears. Now, Mom, Maggie is going in and she's like, you know, being with him hasn't been your brightest idea ever. So, I mean, the things you put yourself in, Tiffany.
Mom reads her for filth.
Mom is done. And Tiffany says, look, I'm not a stupid person. I know I'm a smart person, which I think she is. But she's like, but I do make these dumb decisions.
And I will say, someone came at us on Twitter and saying, Tiffany, or they agreed or something, or came back with us saying, Tiffany, who always seems like a good judgment, who always makes the worst decisions. And we've
bless her
that.
Heart, she does.
And Mom says, you've made every sacrifice, and he has made zero sacrifices.
Zero.
And she's right. She's absolutely right. What has he sacrificed?
Nothing.
He's
nothing
driving
at
around
all.
On a motorcycle.
Driving down the highway. And he's riding his motorcycle.
I don't want to go to that casino.
You know. Don't turn back because you're going to go to
the roulette table.
You're going to lose all your money.
Gambling addiction!
Again, that one user who says, can y'all just not scream so much? Y'all, which reminds me, leave an Apple Podcast review. We prefer five stars.
I now scream away it. From my microphone.
It's true. Have you not had people move above you yet?
No, not yet.
Wow. He's going to have to lower that apartment.
I think I'm running them away.
You're keeping them away.
I'm just trying to like scream while they're here.
Wow. That's all I have.
Yeah, she does decide to buy an open-ended ticket, you guys, which is still a bad idea because Ronald's going to come at her about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she needs to be there for 3 months, but I think she needs to be longer than 10 days. I mean, the fact is, she did have a baby. I mean, Daniel is like his son, and they had a child together. I think she should stay probably for a month.
Yeah. This storyline is so frustrating for me.
I know.
I know. Just because everyone who's watching Tiffany knows that Ronald is a fucking loser.
Yeah.
We all know it. And we're all watching this slow motion car wreck. And it's not fair because we all want the best for Tiffany. And this dissonance is we think she has her shit together. She's trying to be a good mom. She's trying to do this. And then she falls victim to someone like Ronald. And I say those words. She really didn't fall victim. She got knocked up, you know?
Well, no, they decided to have a baby.
Yeah, I always forget that they planned to have this baby.
She decided to do this. Y'all, Tiffany is somebody, if you go to her, she's going to give you fantastic advice.
Mm-hmm.
If you are someone who gives you fantastic advice and you keep making shitty decisions, you need to go to therapy and talk about your self-worth.
Wait, I just got called out.
Because your self-worth, because you are dealing with your own inner demons of what you feel like you're worth. And I think that is all it is for Tiffany.
I think you're right. I think you're right. It's just, ugh.
Anyway. God,
Ronald, as I said before, Ronald is a boor, he's a boor, and he's a boor.
All right, I gotta go. I gotta take my dad to Chili's.
He doesn't get that joke, but who cares? I think it's really funny.
I do too. I gotta get some Southwest egg rolls. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I want them.
No, I'm gonna get the guiltless grill. But y'all, while I go to Chili's with
still
my
got
papa,
a lot of sodium in it. You should just probably eat after.
Yeah, probably. Thanks for ruining everything. There's little poodle. There's those books. Little poodle reads everything, Mom. Y'all, go to realitygazepodcast.com. Hey, follow us at realitygazepodcast on Instagram. To just follow us on Instagram, see our memes, but also to find our recaps of 90 Day Foodie Call. That episode will be dropping this week and more to come. If you're not on, if you don't know if you want to jump into Lila or not, the first two episodes of Love After Lockup are going to be released on our free feed.
Comes out next Friday.
Yeah. Also, y'all, this isn't something to say we're for sure doing. We kind of want
your opinion. Look at my guns. They're strong.
All right, I got to go.
I'm all swole today from my workout.
God. Or you just had too much sodium and you look bloated.
That's a read, and that might be fair.
Yeah, because you had pizza last night because it was Saturday night.
Maybe.
Wow. Y'all, we're just going to be totally transparent here. So don't yell at us if you don't like this. And Poodle doesn't even know I'm going to say this, but I am now.
Great.
We also know that 90 Day Diaries just dropped. Are y'all watching that? Because we're looking at trailers and we want to know what are your thoughts. To be honest, we're covering a lot right now and we don't have a lot of time right now, but well, we want to know what y'all think. Is it worth the watch? Is it not? What do y'all think? Let us know.
Watch the first episode of 90 Day. Come at us on social media. Tell us, Tom is in it.
We're not excited about Tom.
If you're
Tom.
In the Sissy Squad, or if you're on our Patreon, come at us and say what you think about 90 Day Diaries. It just came out today, I believe.
We've never done this before. It's like literally just being transparent, but it just kind of hit me. I thought, you know what?
What do you think about it?
What do y'all think?
Is it worth you listening? Is it worth your time? Because honestly, you guys, if we're going to cover it.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about crap if y'all don't want to hear
it. No one gives a shit about it.
But if it's good, I mean, it's got good people this season, except for Tom, but it's got...
By who's good? Tell people,
the Shade, Benjamin and Akini, the Shade Akini gets Benjamin. Oh, the trailer
it
just
was
showed...
Fine.
It shows her being shady. At one point, he just turns the camera off because he looks uncomfortable, like he's about to shit his pants. We've got Courtney, who got broken up with a guy who's crying in her car. And she's like,
and Anna Marcel are on it.
Anna Marcel, and she's going through IVF, and Marcel has no idea what she's talking about. Like, one of our listeners told me that, I guess the one first season, she kept saying, I need my keys, and he thought she was saying kiss, and he just kept trying to kiss her. And she was like, no, Marcel, I need my keys. So it could be really good.
He's the simple person in that village.
It could be really good.
They all have one.
Y'all let us know, and we'll just, if it's good, then we'll just bend over and not have a life, and I'll have to tell my dad I'll change his diaper later.
He can get the new ultra last diapers.
Yeah, that's what he could get.
Use that urinal that's sitting on top of the popcorn machine.
Exactly. y'all, come at us if you want your cameos for Father's Day. Book that shit now
because I'm actually backed up for Father's Day right now. So
wait, on cameos or daddies? He's backing up, y'all.
I have so many Father's Day cards to send out. So many daddies.
Yo.
So many. Backing up on dicks.
Daddy, just like Benjamin Smith, or whatever his name is.
yo. Now I forgot his name. Michael something?
I don't. If he listens, come at us. Send me that OnlyFans.
I'm into it.
Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you got yelled at by Brother Jim for pulling back that accordion thing, without permission.
Sister Diane told me I could, Brother Jim. What? Brother,
because
I'm so sorry.
You know that space is only reserved for special occasions.
Brother, I thought this was a fellowship, and it's a fellowship hall. It's just, I made my casserole tuna even.
Nope, you're not supposed to use that space. Only that's a rental space. Anyway, call us.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.